for all. Can we open our Bibles now to the book of Luke? As we stand together and read the Word of God in chapter 14 of Luke, verses 16 to 23, and we slide back to Joshua. Luke chapter 14, verses 16 to 23, and Joshua chapter 13, verse 1. In Luke 14, verses 16 to 23, the verse says, "Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent a servant at supper time to say to them, that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excuse. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excuse. Verse 20 said, another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. 21 says, so that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. In Joshua 13, verse 1, the verse says, Joshua 13, verse 1, now Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to possess. Tonight the Lord is telling us there is much land yet to possess. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, dear God, for this blessed time of your word. Holy Spirit, thank you for working in the midst in all of these things. We believe that the Lord God is coming soon. And yet, He has shown many signs. He has given us all things that has already been shown to us. Father, help us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for this blessed time. Thank you, Lord, for this church. We thank you for all that has been done for your honor and glory. Father God, use your servant tonight. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Mike. Thank you for the ministry, even in the Philippines, of God. Thank you, Lord, for the support and all the things that has been already done and will still go on, that will be done in the future. Father God, supply the needs, supply the strength, supply even, Lord, the guidance, the mercies, the traveling mercies, and all of the things that needs to be done emotionally, spiritually, and financially. Father God, we thank you for this word tonight. And Father, help us, O God, to be strengthened. Help those who the Lord in need, those in the hospitals, those who need just the healing, those who need just the encouragement. Father God, help them, O Lord. Help us, O God. Help each one tonight. We have, each one of us have its own challenges and problems and adversities and just difficulties, the Lord. But we know that we have faith. We have hope. We have you. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Father God, help us tonight. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Him alone. Amen and amen. Amen. Please be seated. Bible conferences had just been done in the Philippines, and we who are a part of that conference has been challenged. And most of us have been challenged as we heard the Word of God, we heard the work, we heard the help, we heard the printing, and that more things are to come. We are members of this church. You are a member, must be reminded again and again that the call to evangelize is necessary not only for pastors, not only for preachers, but also the call to evangelize is for everyone, every Christian, every member of the church. We must remember that the call is for all. Let us be challenged tonight as we study the Word of God in the book of Luke. First point tonight, the call of evangelizing everyone, it was first laid. It was the burden of God. From the first verse book of the Bible in Genesis, the mind and heart of God are bared to reveal His great concern for lost mankind. When Adam and Eve rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden, it was God's desire that fallen man should be restored to fellowship with Him. But if you look back in the book of Genesis, God took the initiative to seek after Adam in Genesis 3, verse 9. The verse says, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Where art thou?" Why is God looking for him when He is a God? He knows where Adam is. After Adam and Eve sinned, they hide from God. But God was looking for them. If you open in Genesis further, in book of Genesis 6, verse 5 and 6, the verse says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth." In Genesis 6, verse 5 and 6, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. In Genesis 6, verse 6, the verse says, "And it repented the Lord that He had made man on earth, and it grieved Him at His heart." God was grieved. God was grieved when He saw that man's wickedness was great on the earth, that every imagination, the thought of his heart was evil continually. Now look here. Even before it becomes our burden, it is in the heart of God to save the humankind, so that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. We can also see in these many verses in the Bible that God, the Son Himself, was burdened of the people. He pitied the people because they were lost. In Matthew 9:36, the verse says, "But when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion of them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." Now Jesus was so burdened of the salvation of men that He has disciples to pray into the Lord of the harvest to send out more workers. In Matthew 9, verses 37 and 38, the verse says, "Then said He unto the disciples, The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few." Matthew 9:13 says, "Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into His harvest." If we look in our text tonight in Luke 14:23, the verse says, "And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Now why is this? The Lord is concerned that people are not coming. The Lord is concerned that people has not been aware. They're not interested. That's why in 2 Peter 3 verse 9, the verse says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some man counts slackness." Not willing. He's not willing. And is long suffering to us word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Lord even is delaying His return. As we see around, as we see the whole world today, the whole, you know, what's happening today, it's there. All of the signs are there. Why is not He is not returning yet? The Lord is delaying His return, brethren, tonight, because the simple reason is He does not want anyone to go to hell. He wants everybody to repent. He wants everybody to recognize Him, to repent of their sins and accept Him as the personal Lord and Savior, so that everyone can go to heaven. Therefore, the call to evangelize everyone with the gospel is for all of us Christians, because God Himself took the initiative in evangelizing, in going out, in coming here, in coming to this earth, and His burden must come. First of all, it is a burden of God. It was the burden of God. And second point tonight, the call to evangelize is for all, because it is the believer's responsibility. Receiving Christ and following Him is a great privilege. However, privilege without responsibility is a mistake we Christians can never commit. Now, Jesus Himself gave us the Great Commission in Matthew 8, 19 and 20. Go, ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He is telling us that we must see the vision. We must see further. We must see what's beyond. The verse says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded ye, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of this world. Amen. Because He knows in the end, the victory is in Him. It's not the devil. In our text today, in Luke 14:23, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. The Lord instructed His servant to compel the people to come. We must invite people to come. The word compel means to force them. When we come to the islands, one day we passed by my friend. He was an owner of a business. He said, come. I said, I don't know. The rest with the Bible. Next time I came, I told him to come. Oh, no, it's not for me. 1 year later, I discovered he accidentally shot his cousin, went to prison. Next time I visit him, he was in the prison and said, he was doing like that, said, the Lord wants me to repent. I told him, see, you don't want the Bible, you don't want Christ, Christ is now, the Lord God is already compelling you to accept Him. The Lord has His way. Sometimes people don't think about it, but when we start to pray, that person that will get saved, God Himself will make a way. We can be a witness for Jesus Christ, that others will come to Him as their personal Savior. If we are useful in the Lord, in the winning others for God's kingdom, really, what there are things to be considered. First, live your life in a way that reflects that you are a child of God. Many people are discouraged to come because they cannot, their life doesn't reflect in what they say, in what they do, in how they act. How can you relate that to people? How can we relate that to people when we do not act the way we should act, as the Bible says? How can we win others to Christ if we live a life that is inconsistent with a Christian life? We can compel others to come and know the Lord Jesus Christ if we develop secondly, with friendship with others. That's why the Lord gave us this ministry that we can develop, we can help, we can extend. A lot of us today probably cannot do that because we have not developed the ability to have a genuine friendship with people. It is important that we invite our friends to come to the service, to come to the church, to come for a Bible study, to come for a prayer meeting, to tell them, to just invite them, because one day God will do His way so that that person will come to Him. The call to evangelize was the burden of God. Secondly, it is the believer's responsibility to win others for Christ. Third, the call to evangelize is for all because the gospel is for all. In Luke 14:21, the verse says, "So that servant came and showed his Lord his things. Then the master of the house, being angry, and said to the servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind.' And the servant said, 'Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room.'" Verse 20 says, "The Lord said unto the servant, 'Go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.'" The point tonight, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, the invitation of the Lord is very clear for everybody. The gospel is for all who are willing to listen, who are willing to do it, who are willing to accept it gladly in their hearts. In our text today, we see a lot of people being invited to the banquet. A lot of people are invited, which is the gospel. The great invitation was given to all. But the people that are invited refuse the invitation. Why? Because they were busy. They were busy with their own business. They were busy with their own affairs of their life. They were busy with things that does not matter, which is eternal, which is absolute, which is beyond this life. Sometimes people don't bother, but in the end, all that will count after the life, after this life, are the things that are eternal, that and that are absolute, and that are really that goes beyond this life. I have heard of a friend of mine. Everything was fine first. Everything was good. But after a while, he says that, "I don't want anything to do with what you're doing." But later on, sometimes I go to his factory and said to him, "Let's have a Bible study." "No, I don't want to have something related with the Bible, because every time somebody makes a Bible study here, my workers will have an accident. Somebody will get, you know, cut his finger. Somebody got his hand cut, his feet cut." I said, "Okay." Every time I come, I go there and tell him, "Come on, let's have a Bible study." "No, I don't want that one." Years later, he called me up. He said, "Brother Nolan, what's that? Who's this?" "This is Jeff." "What's happened?" "I got bankrupt. I want your Bible study now." I said to him, "Brother Jeff, the Lord wants you. The Lord wants you to hear His word. The gospel is for all, whether you are in good situation or bad situation. The gospel is for all, whether in health or in sickness, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're happy or sad or brokenhearted. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, sometimes people miss the point. They don't just bother. One day, we had somebody, a Muslim. He got saved, but he was formerly a sniper. He was a terrorist. And he confessed to us before he made the testimony before us in many, big crowd, bigger than this, that, first of all, I want to ask an apology. I have probably killed many of your relatives because I was a sniper, I was a killer, I was a terrorist, I teach in the Al-Qaeda group, something like that. But he was a Filipino Muslim. And he said, you know what? Somebody was praying for me to become a born-again Christian. And that person, I thank him. You know that somebody? He was a doctor. And the Lord was just, on his way. The Lord was calling him. Maybe the Lord was in his own perfect time. You know what? That Muslim man, he was a son of a sultan, like a royal family. But when he got an accident, he had a bad injury, the knee, went to the hospital, and the doctor just told him about just a gospel tract. He said, you read that one. I said, what's that? Well, just read. And he was, no, I don't want that one. In the first few months, he did not bother. But later on, when he read Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. I know the way. Allah is the way. But later on, it came to his mind. Yeah, Allah is the way. But the truth and the life, I don't know. The doctor just came, asked him, did you read? Yeah, I read. Please show me. Later on, the Muslim guy said, can you tell me? I know the way, but then I don't know the truth and the life. Can you tell me? To make a long story short, that man received the Lord's personal Lord and Savior. The Lord made him to have an accident. Many months, even a year, in the hospital. And after that one, he went out. He told his parents. His parents said, if you become a born again, we will disinherit you. We'll even kill you. But he said, Father, Daddy, I have already know the truth and the life. I don't want to go back again. Even if you will kill me. And he said, in order for them not to kill me, I have to go away, leave everything. And he's now a preacher of the Word of God. Why? Because of somebody just doing and just having a time, his time, just telling him about who is Jesus Christ. Sometimes, that is why the Bible says, therefore, as much in Romans 1:15, as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greeks. Not only is the burden of God, not only is the believer's responsibility, not only the call is for all. Fourth point tonight, the call to evangelize is for all because there are more lands to possess for the gospel. Joshua 13 verse 1, and Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to possess. Joshua was old. But the Lord did not want him to retire. Sometimes I was thinking ahead. Maybe I get this job, I'll retire. Maybe I'll get this profession because I'm an engineer, but I retire being an engineer and went to this ministry. But when I think about the ministry, there is no retirement. You can retire from your job. You can retire from your profession, but you can never retire serving God. The Lord told him, there is much land to possess. There are more lands to possess for the gospel. More people to win. More people to tell. More maybe gospel tracts to be printed. We have a friend in Congo, a doctor who is with us. A few years back, he told me, please help me that I have can print in Congolese. I don't know how the dialect. Congolese dialect. We have already like people printing for Cambodia because God, this ministry gave us the opportunity to go to Cambodia when the gospel was opened in Cambodia in 1997. We did a medical mission in Widow Island. The Widow Island is, there are more women, many women, maybe 90% than men, because you know what happened to Cambodia? Pol Pot killed all the men, 3 million of them. And we come back there many times, said, we want not only your medicine, but we want what you're telling us, the Bible. There is much land to possess. 99% of Cambodians need to hear the gospel, believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, tonight, what is it that you're thinking? Not only we send out missionaries to the mission, but we ourselves, we can become a missionary. Not only to our families, to our neighbors, maybe to our friends, maybe to relatives. We need missionaries. But people like you, God needs you and me. The call is for all because, yes, there is much more land to possess. More nations to hear His word. God is wanting us to possess this land for God's kingdom. Tonight, in summary, the call to evangelize the gospel is for all because the call of evangelizing everyone is, first, it was a burden of God. Secondly, the call to evangelize is for all because it is the believer's responsibility. Third, the call to evangelize is for all because the gospel is for all. Fourth point, the call to evangelize is for all because there are more lands to possess for the gospel. God is challenging us tonight. Where are we standing? How is our heart? How is our relationship with Him? Are we looking beyond? Are we looking ahead? Are we looking, what can we do for God? The challenge for each one of us tonight is, God is challenging us to do more for His kingdom. May God help us tonight and challenge us with His word. Father, we thank you so much